Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Talk to the Twins. And this is Butterfly and Angel. Yes, we are live and loving this.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. Good evening, all you beautiful people out there in the world, ladies and gentlemen that are here.
Listening, tuning in. We thank you.
We are so excited about just being able to have a platform to speak to all our awesome listeners and followers. We thank you so much. We are talking about love and relationships.
Yes, first love.
My chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake?
Yes, you love chocolate cake.
Okay. No, get into it. It's a good aspect. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So
if she wants chocolate cake. I want. I'm talking chocolate man.
Right.
Oh,
that
little swirl, girl.
Oh, yeah. We know she like that twirl.
Okay.
We all like the twirl. That's my mom. But anyway, well, yeah. Well, I can remember my first love.
Oh, who was?
Okay. That ain't no first love that you can't remember.
You got to remember.
It's been so long. I think back in my mind. Maybe one or sometime.
How you get on now, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know the song
we do.
Yeah.
Can you remember your first love?
What, yes. What was his name?
No, we won't say names.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I play stupid sometimes.
Yeah, girl. You got to play dumb, 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 dumb.
Yeah. But before we get into that, we want you to know that that song was written by the Twice Twins.
Only
talk to the twins, and that song is called
Thank God Enough.
We can't thank God enough. And we can't thank you enough for listening to our awesome chat.
Yeah, and if you like the song and you want to hear it again, call us on the line, honey.
714-333-3314.
That's beautiful.
Well, anyway, we are live and we are talking about love and relationships.
Love.
Yes.
And first love can be the most amazing thing that you could ever go through.
Right.
And then again, it can be the worst nightmare
you will
ever live.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Let's talk about the positive side.
Okay.
The butterflies. When you
When
you see your first love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're across the room. And you get those butterflies.
Your eyes meet.
Yeah, you just light up just to hear their voice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo! I would
back down memory lane.
Woo!
Got to go all the way back.
Woo! It's like a wildcat getting killed by a tractor trailer.
But anyway.
Yeah. So the butterfly syndrome that you get, that feeling in your gut.
Do you get it now while you're married, girl?
It comes and goes.
I ain't gonna lie.
It comes and goes. You know, folks, you got to learn to tolerate things, you know.
Yes.
It's not. But like when we first met, me and my husband. Oh my God, chemistry galore!
And you had butterflies.
Oh baby, butterfly. I had butterflies and angel wings.
Oh,
yeah, we went to the finest restaurants and everything.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So how do you know that you are in love? I think when you're really in love and your first love, you are. It's when you just don't care what time of day it is, where you're at, you just have to be with that person or around that person.
Yeah,
and you long for that person. Even if you're at work, you long for them.
Or you think of them every day.
First love.
What do you know about first love?
Oh,
she knows, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Some people just want to be secret.
Top secret.
Love
and relationship.
Ooh, we got another interruption. It's fine, but it's an interruption.
Okay.
Oh, we've been locked out.
Woo! At the studio. Let us in, my queen.
This twins, we talking about love. How you gonna put us out?
Whatever. We got keys anyway.
They are the people.
But what was we saying? See, we get thrown off because people come in our studio. We're gonna look for a private location. But we not with them. Nobody where we at. But anywho. We love you guys. Just bear with us. We're trying to get this show on the red chat.
Yeah, we're just impromptu. We're going to do what we do because that's how we do. That's why we're the number one show in the world.
All Blog Talk Radio,
baby.
Yeah.
So,
anywho.
Now, what was that thing?
About personal.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Good stuff.
I know what was funny. But when you're in love and you just can't
you
think about your person.
Yeah,
you can't be separated from. And then, like, when, you know, I met my first love when I was a little bit girl.
How old? Oh, I don't know, a little bit girl.
A little bit girl.
A little bitty girl.
Oh, I said a little
bit girl.
Yeah,
my first love was not like my dad, my first crush. You know, every girl has that crush on their dad. So, you know, I imagined my, you know,
husband or whatever
to be like my dad. Yeah, because my dad took care of me. He loved me for being.
What? I know. what happened? Well, he got some traits.
But yes, you who?
You from Atlanta.
There you have
it. Okay, that nailed it. Exactly. But, you know, it just was amazingly hot. You know, it was a hot thing. So, you know, it's not, you know, who they are is how they are. And when you find, you know, your first love like that, it's just very hard to separate from them. And then you find yourself finishing each other's sentences and everything. And you just kind of lose yourself because nobody else around you really matters. You know, you can have friends and stuff. You forget who your girlfriend is because you're so busy, you know, spending quality time
in that relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yes, honey. Those are the best times.
That's very important to you.
Yeah.
At that time is the person that you have fallen in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a lot of infatuation
or lust. Talk about lust.
Mm-mm, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But then when you have your first love, you know, you want to spend time with them. You want to hold hands, walk
mm-hmm.
through the park. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever. You don't care as long as you are together.
Yeah, and spending time with that person.
Right.
So, wow. First love. Let me think of my first love. I think I was in
elementary.
Yes. No, I wasn't in elementary. I was in pre-K.
You remember
the thing, huh? Yeah. You remember the settle down here?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
That was your first love. He bit me.
Yeah. He bit my sister, so I had to drop like hot tape.
So, and kindergarten.
Yeah, so then I moved on. Because, I mean, first love, you know, you will never forget them. And even when you see them, because when I see mine, again, after so many years, you know, he knew it, I knew it, and it was like, wow. You know, that first infatuation of love. Because, you know, of course I didn't know what I was doing because I was a toddler.
And, you know,
but he still, well, we still remember.
Exactly. Yeah, he remembers you and you remember him. But, you know, what I can truly, truly say, and it goes even deeper about a first love. My first love really was when I encountered the Lord.
No.
When I encountered the Lord, Jesus Christ, that I really fell in love because I knew I was loved unconditionally.
Yes.
And that I was just in a whole nother realm on my
own.
You are listening to the twins. On Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So, again, back to love and relationships. First love.
Yeah.
All right. The audience loves it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what made you pick this topic today, first love?
Because I thought about it because first love, I wanted to really go back and reflect on it because
yeah.
those were happy memories, happy times, you know,
yeah.
because you just have that your adrenaline is high and you're just excited about a person. You know,
right.
just think if we could feel that every day.
And what about yourself? How do you feel about yourself at that time? Are you feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, that's what I said. The adrenaline is high, you're excited.
Yeah.
Everything is rainbow and roses,
Skittles,
and candy, chocolate, good, Mr. Goodball. You know, everything is just rosy, and you're happy about life, and to see that person, and you think about them, and then you're able to, when you sleep at night, you can't wait till the next day so you can hear from them or talk to them
or
see them.
Or getting a text from them.
And so, well, nowadays, getting a text from them, but see, back in my day, you know, just can we go outside and play, and it would be excited.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when you find your first love as a female, I don't know. Do you always end up with your first love? You think, or do you
some people have not all
not
the time?
People. Yeah,
but
at least 89% of the time was.
Yeah, but I think that's a memory that you don't lose, and that when
you
see that person, it's still there, although you may have moved on to someone else, and you know, then you wonder what if. You know, I had to stay here. Wait, just maybe, what else?
Ooh.
But, you know, don't be doing all that, though, because you done moved on, and that's who you're supposed to be with.
Right. And sometimes you can find that, you know, like now we have social media, and you can find someone that you dated years ago,
and that was perhaps your first love. And,
right.
You know, and things can reignite, rehash, honey. Yes, reignite. Ooh.
Yes, and you know, there's a reason why first love is so powerful.
Yes. Yeah, Google that.
Yes.
And I know your first love is so unforgettable because, you know, like I said, it gives you a feeling of, you know, of joy and peace and good memories. So it's hard to forget your first love. You can never forget. Even when you move on to someone that you love and that you choose to spend the rest of your life in. So, you know, it can be amazing. So
yeah. One thing is filled with intense and passionate emotions.
Yeah, it is.
And you think they're going to last forever. And they do, because once you see them again, I know mine, it's like when I see them again, it's like,
wow,
look at you. You know, it takes you back to,
yeah. Yeah, I can't get mine. Yeah, that's amazing. And then I wonder if it's different for a guy than for a girl, you know, their first love, how the experience is for them.
Yeah, because you're experiencing feelings for the first time.
Yes, exactly. You know, your first initial feelings for someone else of opposite sex.
And you realize there's a difference in loving someone and liking someone. Like the kids that you play with or the guy that you play with, talk to about general things, and then someone you talk to that you're in love with.
Mm-hmm. And then you have all those memories, and that the memories, they do not go away. Somehow they last for years and years and years. They last forever.
Yeah, because usually even after you fall in love the first time, and you even after you move on, you usually, like we said earlier, you don't truly ever forget that person.
You can't ever forget. That's awesome.
Yeah, you might think you can, but you cannot forget that person at all.
So that's. And then, you know, and then all those memories that you share that you may not be able to do with someone else. I think your first love kind of breaks you into a mode of where you're able to be who you are and be more unconditional feeling. I think a lot of times nowadays it's a conditional thing with love. You know, you love somebody, you know, for certain reasons. Mm-hmm. But when you have that first love, it's like, no matter how much money they have or how much money they don't have,
you just in that
connect.
Feeling.
Yeah, it's a chemistry.
And like they said, you won't remember people for what they do for you. You remember people how they make you feel.
Yes. That's why that first love is so important.
Yes.
And it's so memorable, it's hard to forget.
Right. And sometimes you may reminisce back on it, you know, that. So, and that's why a lot of people, I think, they go back to certain people or they go backwards
to how you felt
because how that person made you feel.
In the good times.
Right.
Yes, it's so true. How did your first love make you feel?
My first love made me feel like I was on cloud nine. Like it was the best person ever in the world. That I was special. That
you
I was beautiful. That I was everything that he could imagine. So
that he wanted a wonderful woman.
Yeah. So I was on heaven, cloud nine. I love that first love.
Yeah, so if you have a first love that you can remember, you're on those good things, you know, and it's just unforgettable, and you always will remember that person. You will identify with that, even because sometimes you can go into a new love relationship, and that new love might can make you feel a little bit.
Oh, I like that. Hand clap to you, huh?
Yes, we're back. So, this show has been sponsored by the WFC Foundation and PNP Talk to the Twins. Also, Trinity Motors Transportation out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes. Lovely. Well, thank you, all our sponsors that are out there. We're needing more sponsors, so if you want to sponsor or advertise your business on PNP Talk
to the Twins, let all our listeners hear what you're doing and how you're doing. We would love for you to get in contact with us.
We would love to have you.
TwiceTwinsTWY@gmail.com.
Yes, and to contact us, you can email us or you can go on our website. It's talktothetwins.weebly.com. And then you can put in your information, and we will respond to you and get back with you.
Log Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes.
We're back live. PMP talking to twins. To your first love. Talking about your first love. Like I said, I went a little deeper. I said my first love. When I first fell in love with the Lord. You know, we all have that moment. And that was, I think, one of the best, most profound times of my life.
Yeah.
So, that is a very, personal yet true fact. It's just amazing.
Right. Now we're going to bring you some music. We love
just talk about flesh.
Here we go. So let's see. What song we just gonna do?
Charlie Wilson, one of our favorites. There goes my baby. His single, Charlie, we love you, Charlie. Yes, daddy.
Charlie.
See, I told you my first love.
Okay, we're going old school.
Oh, God, something's going on with all you.
For the Bible.
Yeah, we're trying to tell you love Jesus, but that's your first name.
Well, we're going to go on. Here we go. Charlie. All right, DJ, get it right, DJ.
Yeah, honey.
Sunday show.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valley and the fucking moon. I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bow. And then I saw me the lady. And I said, oh, my destiny only is one. Oh, 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 she was coming at the shoe store, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of me. That's what I'm thinking of. Then I saw at the food court sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, there she go, there she go, there she go, yeah. Oh, well, well, well. Some of your time. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
who can deny him, honey? That man is a true artist.
Yeah.
Of good songs, the song we love. Him.
Charlie. And, you know, we are so excited. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some guests that come and join us on our show. We'll also be, you know, doing our talks that we've always been doing as far as love and relationship, inspirational, and all those good things that we love to bring to the table and keeping you lifted up on this awesome show. Talk to the twins. Yes, we're going back old school. I found love. Miss Betty Wright. Absolutely, baby. When you found that love, do you remember?
I said I found Love by Betty Wright.
Yes.
You've listened to another edition of Miss Blue Gospel.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Have a blessed night, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Think about that first love, but remember your new love that you're with. So don't go back there. All right. We love you, and we're out.